This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, January 17th, 2022. I'm Mark Boulanger. In Hong Kong, the former leader of the Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions, Lee Chuk Yan, and seven others have been sentenced to 14 months in prison for commemorating the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. The sentence against Lee Chuk Yan will run concurrently with the 20-month prison sentence he is already serving. The Confederation has been forced to disband. All this comes as China is asking nations to attend the Beijing Olympics in 2022. To find out more about the situation in Hong Kong, I talked to Sharon Burrow. Ms. Burrow is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the UN specialized agency which represents national union centers such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States. I asked Ms. Burrow about the security law that China imposed on Hong Kong in July 2020.
Well, this is indeed the height of oppression because initially our leaders who were exercising their right to freedom of speech and freedom of assembly were indeed charged, incarcerated, and now jailed. The leader of the Hong Kong CTU, whom we all respect, was jailed and indeed is still being held. And other leaders, particularly the president of the Hong Kong CTU, are still awaiting judgments, but from jail. So this is not a situation that is acceptable, but it's now even worse than that. You saw the disbandment of the teachers' union. Now we've seen the hosing down of the CTU itself. And we were absolutely committed to trying to work through how we campaigned about our own members. But now you have 50 groups in Hong Kong have disappeared in just 11 months. And when, in fact, you actually see organisations like Amnesty going to close its doors at the end of the year, this tells you everything about a repressive regime that will, in fact, heed no argument, no disagreement, and that's unconscionable in today's world. People have rights. They have human rights, they have labour rights, they have many other areas of legally determined rights through the UN and the ILO in terms of the world of work, and none of them are being respected in the case of Hong Kong, but clearly driven by China to oppose any kind of rights and freedoms that people might expect to hold.
What is the ITUC asking the Chinese government to do in Hong Kong?
Well, in the case of the Olympics, we're asking them to answer our concerns and to keep everybody safe. And how they're going to do that is of giant concern to us. In the case of Hong Kong, we want them to stop using the oppressive tactics they have to close down people's freedom of voice, freedom of assembly, freedom of association in the case of our trade unions. And we also want them to free, first and foremost, to free the prisoners. These are political prisoners. They're prisoners of conscience. And we will continue to campaign around our brother Lee Chuk Yan and others who are indeed prisoners of conscience, standing up for people's rights and their freedoms in what they had hoped and dreamed would be an increasingly more democratic environment. When you see a country like this with all its might and power shut down any kind of opening for people and their voice, then the rest of the world's community has to speak out. They have to act. And if necessary, they have to isolate China if there can be no dialogue that would change their minds about the rights of their people.
And that's it. Labour news you can use. You can listen to our daily newscasts and features at radiolabour.net. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.